piece that was a no-go?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't, you know, we knew he would be limited, but I didn't know he wasn't going to go. Finally, I guess about 10 o'clock, they decided not to let him go.
Like he was fooling around with different cleats and trying to...
I thought it was, what's the name of that shoe store where they... I was hoping he was going to buy a purchase a pair and get that over with. I saw what you saw.
The expectation of a practice tomorrow, or do you
know? I don't know. They think he'll play, but we'll see how he's. I think if he feels a little bit better out here on the grass, is fine.
Was it just some sort of soreness or
sore?
How much does playing on the turf, you guys only owe your games for?
Well, it certainly doesn't help.
How's Devin Kennard doing? How serious is that?
I wouldn't even try to say how serious it is, but you know, he's not practiced this week. Don't expect it tomorrow.
How did Josh look as a punter?
Inside the 10 punts, he did all right. The Aussie punt, he seems to have that perfected.
Is that more of an emergency thing, or would you feel confident having to trot him out there on a more regular basis?
I think it would be an emergency.
Talk to Pagels?
Not a bad thought, really. Anybody else?
Thomas, how much has the game changed from defensive linemen just kind of working to get the quarterback off his spot? That was a successful play to actually you have to bring him down. That was
Well, the game has changed from the standpoint of the athletic people that can move, you know, no matter what. I mean, if you don't get a good rap on the quarterback, these guys that are 230 and so on and so forth, they just slide to an open area and make the play. So, yeah, you gotta wrap them up just like any other player.
Seems like the two touchdown passes against you on Monday night, both of those may have been considered successful defensive line rushes.
We got him down, yeah. But we didn't get him down. Had him in his sights.
Demontre like an over-anxious on that play, just kind of outran him a little bit?
He juked him a little bit, and he went sailing through the air. He stepped underneath him and made the play.
He only played a limited number of snaps. How much of that was because of that, or was that just sort of the play?
Oh, no. That was – actually, he should have played more. Yeah, there wasn't any intention there.
Why didn't he play more than
one? That's a good question. We'll have to take that to the defense.
Anything else?
Tom, the Cardinals yesterday, the Mercerian Lewis players indicated that they thought you guys would rely on pride this week, that you would certainly play better in front of the home fans, and that you're better than you were Monday night. Have you seen indications so far this week that
Well, I think there's good resolve. I think they're early in the week, they're very disappointed, somewhat discouraged, and they have to be brought back up. But they're mindful of the performance, not happy about it at all, would like to do something about it. And so I'm hoping that's the case.
Tom, you talked to your group today after practice. Was there a message? Is there anything September 11th?
That's what we were talking about. I just talked to them about, you know, the significance of 9/11, 13 years since that fateful day, and the fact that we had been over to the museum, and just to remember to honor those brave and courageous firemen and policemen and first responders who gave, many of whom gave their lives so that others might be saved. And then we spent a moment in respect for those that perished. And we also talked about never forget 9/11. But we also honored America and the resiliency and the courage shown by the country and the way that New Yorkers and all in the tri-state area rallied around each other at that point in time. And I think that's something we can all be proud of.